So, hi everyone. I am Marie-Véronique Leroy from the French Ministry of Culture and Communication. I am leading this work package with Roxane Wintz from the Royal Museum of Art and History. So I'm going to present you the work package 3 on terminology. So this is the third work package among 7 work packages. And this is dedicated to terminology and multilingualism. So it started in April 2011 and it will end in March 2013. So we are the work package leaders, and you can see here the distribution of personments among the technology providers, so Université de Savoie from France, IST from Portugal, and DigiCult from Germany, who is going to be subcontracted by SPK from Germany. So the other partners are content providers, and they will take a part in our thematic working group. So before going into details with the work package 3 of Linked Heritage, some history facts, because we build on the tasks and deliverable of the work package 3, considering the history, what has been done in the framework of the work package 4 of the Athena project, which was about the integration of existing data structure into Europeana. So it was the same, dedicated to terminology and multilingualism. But the main objective were to address guidelines to the museum, to the European Museum. It was about the terminology management, and it was to enable a successful harvesting of collections by Europeana. There were 3 steps for this work package. First step was the identification of terminology resources. A second one was the definition and addressing guidelines for discussification. So converting a terminology into discourse format. And finally, address recommendations about the terminology management. And we set up a wiki in order to gather all the results and all the work that has been done in this work package. So you have the URL just here. So for the first survey that we made on this work package, what have we asked? For the basic contact information, information on the organization website, if the website is multilingual, we also ask for detailed information about the terminology, the main features. We ask about the use of the terminology, if it's multilingual or not, if it's available online or not, what is the audience. And we gather answers from 24 countries, and 105 terminologies were declared in this survey. And it appeared that 40% of these terminology resources are mainly thesaurus, and 30% of them are multilingual. So after this survey, we come up with a first set of recommendations. So we define that it's preferable to use the thesaurus as a terminology resource because it can be specified, it is structurally rich enough, and it is mostly used in museums. Also to use a domain-specialized thesaurus, because if it's too general, it's not efficient enough and not easy to use. And also take into consideration the general user, not only the professional point of view, in order to ease the access and the retrieval of information. So the final recommendations and guidelines for the work package 4 was addressed in 3 steps on how to conceive a terminology. So the definition of the domains, the definition of to see what are the users that are expected to use this, see the terms and how they can be organized, implement the multilingualism, and finally make the thesaurus technically. After this first step, you have also the interoperability step, which is mainly about scores and scorsification. You have a step for validating the concept, etc., and also the multilingualism. And finally, in order to be part of the data cloud, as Gordon showed us, you have to also to give to link the terminology to a network. So you have to provide some metadata on the terminology and take into consideration the mapping with other resources. In parallel of these recommendations, we also made a benchmark in Athena Work Package 4, which was to see which are the tools that can be used for these six steps, which identified as the main functional needs for a terminology management platform. So the first one is the registration of a terminology in a terminology repository. Second one could be the specification of a terminology. The third one is about to search and navigate into a network of terminologies. Then the mapping with another one, and the enrichment of a thesaurus, and the collaborative moderation. So we identified some tools for these six steps. So the conclusions, what we learned from the Athena project is that many European museums are using in-house non-standard terminology to describe their collections and objects, mainly because there is an important cost in using reference terminology such as the AAT. And maybe also there is some specific needs about the languages and the domains. And often these vocabularies are not in scarce format already. They are, in the better case, in Excel files or in other structured files, because mostly not in XML or structured files format. So this means that museums and institutions in general have to make a strong effort in order to express their description with the reference terminology, taking into consideration the European aside also. And there are some skills that are required for knowledge management and information engineering also. So even if we identified some tools that can be used for covering these steps, there is not a complete set of tools that can do it. So some of them are just starting to be developed or just evolving, so we have to take a look to this. The difference also is that Athena was mainly for museums. So Linked Heritage, the Work Package 3, will build upon the experiences of the Athena project. But also the scope will be widened because we have to take into account the cross-domain sectors and also to put in practice what we have defined in the Work Package 4. So now I'm going to present you what will be done in the Work Package 3 of Linked Heritage. So the main objectives are to develop a multilingual Linked Heritage thesaurus with a cross-domain combination of terminology in order to improve the semantic web-based access and retrieval of cultural objects within Europeana. And this will be done with a terminology registry tool and a technical platform for terminology management. And at the end, we will have a multilingual Linked Heritage thesaurus with a strong focus on people, locations, and concepts. So as I just said, the focus will be on these themes because they are more convenient for a cross-domain approach. And this is also compliant with the Europeana strategy about semantic interoperability. We will look at to the reference thesauri like the Getty or Rameau or any other resource. And we will also look at the vocabularies that we gather in the Athena project. So these are the main tasks that are expected to be achieved in the Work Package 3 of Linked Heritage. So the first one is about the terminology registry. The second one is about the identification of terminologies in use by the cultural institution, but also by the private partners. And the third one is about the identification of the needs in terms of terminology management. Also the state of the art and the gap analysis, the specification of the software environment, and finally the implementation and testing of the software environment. So there will be three deliverables, so a best practice report about terminology, a second one with the functional and technical specification for the terminology management platform, and the third one for the terminology management and terminology registry. And one milestone, which is the terminology management and registry at the end of the part of the work package 3. And now I leave the floor to Roxane to go into details with the tasks.
So one of the main things we want to achieve within work package 3 is the terminology registry and the terminology management platform. Well, actually both of them will create a terminology management environment. The terminology registry will be a tool that will be able to manage the information about terminologies and the publication of these terminologies. It is actually based on work done in the context of the Europeana Connect project, the Europeana Metadata Registry. And its primary purpose is to improve the terminology interoperability by documenting the different types of terminologies and their data models, and also the relationships between these terminologies and the mappings between the various terminologies. IST from the University in Portugal will lead this task and have input, of course, from our thematic working group and the work package leaders. This terminology registry will follow the World Wide Web recommendations on SCoS, and it will align with the specifications and implementations of the multiple Europeana projects like Europeana Connect, but also Europeana version 1 and version 2. It will allow for terminologies encoded in different formats to be imported. For example, as Marie-Véronique pointed out, in the case of museums, a lot of museums are only capable of exporting their terminologies in a very simple format like Excel. If they're lucky, they might have it in XML or, more lucky, in SCoS. But one of the problems of when wanting to map a terminology to another one, you need a standard format like SCoS. So the terminology registry will serve as a tool where partners, first the experimental partners who are involved in the thematic working group and later on more, will be able to upload their terminologies, put in the administrative metadata, define the attributes and so on, and eventually convert their Excel file, if they are providing an Excel or an XML, doing a mapping to a SCoS format. The tool will be designed for non-specialist users, because in the museum world, but also in the other cultural sectors like the publishing industries and the archives and libraries, it's not always the technological specialists who are doing the work. The thematic working group will be very important for our work package. They will have to provide inputs, check the relevance of everything that is designed, whether it's user-friendly, validate a technical solution, give us feedback, and in the beginning, definitely in the beginning, help us with the first experiments and setting up the things. Another task is, and which will lead to the first deliverable of the work package, is the identification of terminologies as used by cultural institutions and private partners. We will look also at existing studies focusing on the subject of controlled vocabularies and synthesize those results. We will look at the Athena project, but also Michael Minerva. In Athena, we had a survey, which was very good, and we had very good results from that. But we need a complementary survey, because now it's a more cross-domain project. The publishers and content industries are involved, and also it's libraries, archives, and other partners. So that will be important to do another survey and get some more results. This task will mainly be led by MCC and KMKG, the WP leaders. Of course, we have to identify the needs in terminology management that exist both at the Europeana side, because what we try to achieve within this work package should also live on beyond of the project, and hopefully Europeana can have some use of it. And also it has to be of use for the content providers as well. So from the side of Europeana, we want to look into the current and planned future developments of the Europeana semantic search engine, and define the technical needs of Europeana. So we have to execute this in strong relationship with European office, but also with Linked Heritage Work Package 5 for the technical integration part, because in the end, the terminology management platform will serve as a sub-part of the entire technology platform. For the needs identification, from the content provider point of view, we're going to look at the terminology management state, as is the case with cultural institutions and the publishing sector. So as Maria Veronica already stated out, a study we did in Athena pointed out that museums often use in-house non-standard terminologies, only exportable in Excel, not mapped to a standard terminology like the AAT because their cost implies or it's not specific enough for what they're dealing with. And Work Package 3 will provide a platform that will allow content providers to upload their terminologies, to specify them in a very simple manner, to manage the terminologies and map these terminologies together so it becomes a network of multilingual terminologies. We're not going to create an entirely new one, we're just going to map concepts represented by terms together and hopefully create a multilingual terminology that is useful for many of the partners. So possible ingestion procedure steps for the content providers. This is actually a result from the Athena benchmark, and we discussed this in the previous meeting of Work Package 3 we had in Paris and Rome and yesterday, and it will probably go that way as well. It's first the registration and specification of the terminology provided by the content provider. Then a search and navigation through the source vocabulary we're going to use and a mapping of the concept term of the content provider to the source vocabulary or vocabularies, and then the enrichment and collaborative moderation. Here the thematic working group will help us with the first experiments. They will provide input and advice on building a very user-friendly system, we hope, and check the relevance of what will be designed and validate the technical solutions in the end. So IST from Portugal, DigiCult from who is subcontracted by SKPK, and Université de Savoie are the main technical partners in this work package. They have a lot of experience with terminology management, with dealing with content providers who have different kinds of experiences. And of course, we will help them as work package leaders, and the thematic working group will help them in achieving something workable and great, I hope. Another task also part as a deliverable is the state-of-the-art and gap analysis. As I said, we're not going to start from scratch. We have technical partners and content providers who have a lot of experiences with terminology management. So we're going to look at projects, toolkits, approaches, solutions and of applications that might give us the opportunity to create the best possible complete technical platform for terminology management. Because as Marie-Véronique pointed out before, at this moment, there is no such tool that makes it possible to do everything. We have to specify the software environment, of course. All of the requirements, the technical requirements, have to be listed. This will be part, of course, as the of the final step, which is the actual implementation of the software. The technical platform for terminology management will not be a loose part. It will actually be a sub-part of the entire Linked Heritage system, and it will be an API that will be provided to Work Package 5 technical integration to be included into their system. So I'm quickly going to state what has happened and what next. We had a very good pre-kickoff meeting in Paris that was even before the project started, and was the first general brainstorming we had between the work package leaders and the technical partners and some content provider partners. Then we had a kickoff meeting in Rome, which was mostly everyone of the network was there. We had, I think, 20 minutes of brainstorming and talking together and making new appointments and things to do. But it wasn't enough, so we really needed a new meeting, which we organized yesterday here in Budapest. And we finally are getting the first vision of how to go on in this project and really kick off. So we had an alignment of the different technical visions and presentations by all the technical partners, IST, Université de Savoie, DigiCult. And we already the planning of the work ahead and building the thematic work group, which will be very important, preparing the survey on terminology registry and so on. We did already set up the Work Package 3 mailing list, and as Antonella pointed out, everyone who is interested in this work package is welcome to send me an email or Marie-Véronique an email, or just contact your national partner in this project and join us. So that's it. Thank you for your attention from both me and Marie-Véronique.